Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast.
We're two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing our way through parenthood, life, and owning creative businesses. I'm Shaylee Murphy, a video producer, interior designer, and mom of one.
And I'm Katie Day, a photographer, comedy writer, and performer, and mom of three.
Hey guys, welcome back to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. I'm here. This is Shaylee.
This is Katie.
That's Katie.
And we are, once again, in Katie's house.
Yeah, yeah.
Brought to you from the farm.
The farm.
That's not the sponsor, though.
Now, we didn't upload this from the farm because there's no internet.
Because that'd be like months worth of interweb.
Yeah, don't waste my...
Put together.
Don't waste my satellite internet.
Never. Tonight, we're going to be talking about something that ties into a farm.
Oh.
I'll tease it with that.
Ooh, okay.
Just stick around. It's worth it.
Okay.
We're going to be milking a cow for 45 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
I'm kidding.
We Sounds like great listening material.
It's really good. oh my gosh. That's one of Opal's only cow sound or
no,
animal sounds. Opal. What does the cow say?
Good job, Opal.
Yeah, and she can do a bear.
Yeah, she can.
All right. She's one.
She's advanced.
But first, we have our sponsor.
Yes. Oh gosh. Such right? a great
Which
sponsor.
Which also ties in with farm. Like, with the podcast theme.
Yeah.
Farm.
This sponsor, I think, knew we were mentioning Joanna Gaines, right?
Yeah.
From
right.
Fixer Upper.
Right.
They were like, wait, are you going to be talking about her?
Joanna Gaines, farm.
We're in.
So, our sponsor this evening
is Rusty Metal Letters.
Rusty Metal Letters. There's something... They just dance on the line between trash and treasure so beautifully that I feel like it's like, is it trash or should I hang it on my wall?
I mean, if you put it on the wall, it instantly becomes treasure.
Treasure. And if it spells out something clever, like yeah. eat.
And you don't have to worry about the tetanus if it's on the wall. Who's going to just go randomly?
Right. It's probably clean.
Yeah.
Right. Rusty metal letters. If
Rusty
it's on the wall, it's probably clean.
It's probably clean. And if it's not, no one's going to touch it. Because how many times do you like touch someone's ceiling fan?
Well, it depends.
Well, I mean, not you specifically, ceiling fan toucher.
Oh my goodness. Those are some taglines.
Rusty metal letters. I didn't know what to do in this kitchen, but now that it says eat, I know.
Yay. Oh my goodness. They're so like helpful. They're so helpful. Rusty metal letters. I totally forgot my baby's name. Emma. Okay, I'm good. Emma. Baby brain. It's a real thing.
Oh, you interior designer, your snob is showing.
I'm just kidding.
Do you know how many people have letters spelling things in their house that is listening to this podcast right now? Now is going, hey!
Rusty metal letters.
What are you looking at? Placard sign with cursive writing painted on it. I'm Rusty Metal Letters.
I'm Rusty Metal. I was here way before you were even a twinkle in the
Clearly,
eye.
Clearly, I'm rusted. I've been
I'm
here.
Literally rusted.
I was left in the rain. I thought my days were numbered, but
For
someone
years.
Found me.
Right.
And they gave me new life.
I have a large
oh
red
my gosh.
Letter.
Yeah.
For Opal that was a piece of a sign.
Could be rusty.
It Possibly. Actually, there's a bit of rust on the inside.
See? But. See? This is actually making me emotional now. I feel like now that we personified the sign, I'm like, aw, good.
Like, right? Rusty metal letters.
It's like living out the rest of its purpose.
Rusty metal letters.
Thanks, Rusty little letters.
Oh my gosh.
Say it three times fast. I dare you.
Rusty metal letters. Rusty metal letters. Rusty metal letters. That rusty I did
letter,
pause.
Rusty letter medals.
Rusty letter medals.
Thanks, Rusty letter medals.
Thanks, metal
okay.
letter Rusty.
So Joanna Gaines is here tonight. Wait, no?
Joanna, thanks for being here.
Hey, Joanna.
She's feeling quiet tonight, so she's not going to do a lot of talking.
I know, guys. But Joanna. Trust me, she's totally here.
Joanna, be on the podcast.
Joanna, if you're listening, we've talked about it.
You can talk about whatever you want.
We've talked about it, and we're going to let you be on the podcast.
We'll let you in. We'll even let your book be our sponsor for free tonight with a special feature from one of your chapters.
Yeah, I just want to point out, listeners, Shaylee read a book.
I read a whole book in days, guys. It's
oh
like I couldn't
goodness.
Put it down. And by put it down, I mean my
pick
phone.
Right. I couldn't pick it up.
I discovered audiobooks.
Well
and
done.
I know we've talked about them.
I've talked about them.
Right. Katie's also talked about books. The last book that I fully read.
Visual books.
Right.
No, not video.
Well, right, because I didn't read this one, so I can't even say the last book I read. But it may have been a young adult fiction.
Mm.
Right.
And ain't no shame in the young adult fiction game.
No.
I'll tell you that right now.
Hunger Games did up. All three.
Oh, yeah.
And that may have been the last.
Literary
advancement. I'm sorry, world. And so this one I just listened to, because that's going to help me learn to spell better.
Hmm.
To just listen to the words and how they sound.
Did she spell out each word?
She did.
Wow, that took a long time.
Now, actually, Chip and Joanna actually read it, their book.
Oh,
so it's in their voices.
I love
it
that.
Is cute. And this might be, I didn't know if I was going to share this or not. This is kind of a strange thing. And I could say it's hormones, but I have a one-year-old and I haven't quit nursing yet because I heard that can mess with your hormones. So I have no excuses other than just, no excuse. But I felt really, emotional, listening to it. And maybe it's because they read their voices, but I kept feeling, teary because it's so inspirational.
Ooh,
anyway.
Ooh, that's good.
Right. They're really good. So there's one chapter in particular. I think it was, 13 or 14. It's towards the end.
Okay.
And that is what I want to talk about.
Okay, tell me.
With you. I'm excited. It's titled Surviving or Thriving.
That's the name of the chapter.
The name of the chapter.
What is the book?
The book is The Magnolia Story with Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Yes. Yes. Right. Is that the store she?
Uh-huh. Magnolia is, I know so much about their lives mm-hmm. now. I could tell you their first date. I could tell you, I won't. You got to get the book. But I will tell you all about this one chapter. So if you get it, technically you got this chapter for free. You can just skip right over it to the next
Sorry,
one.
Sorry, Joanna.
Sorry, Joanna. You still got to buy the whole cow, though. Little farm humor to start us out. Anyway, they, if you don't know, but I feel like our target market knows.
Probably.
They have a smash hit show on HGTV. Their style is amazing. And they're one of those reality show couples who is so genuine. They're great parents, sweet to each other. And they're not fighting and drama the whole time. It's just actually
good stuff.
A good, sweet couple that's made it huge on TV.
Nice.
So kind of have a couple crush on them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so surviving versus thriving. So this one struck home possibly because I just had a one-year-old birthday party.
Yeah.
About a week ago, which was pretty intense. And it was my own fault. And maybe a couple hours before it, I had a moment and I was like, Shaylee, enjoy this.
Mm.
Because Opal doesn't care. She's pooping her little diaper and sleeping right now and isn't going to know the difference and doesn't know how to open up a present heart. Well, she does now. And Jonathan, I'd be like, hey, we're not going to do a first birthday party for Opal anymore. We're just going to swing by the store and get her cupcake and be like, cool. So I was like, literally no one. I mean, maybe our parents would be sad, but basically not that the only reason we were doing it was for me, but if I'm not enjoying it,
mm-hmm.
then there's no reason we should be doing it.
Right.
So, but I was enjoying it. It was I feel like I was 50-50.
Right.
50% stress, 50% enjoying. So I did kind of try to recalibrate, and that kind of ties in line with the surviving versus thriving. So the first thing in her house, and I feel like I can apply this in my life, but trying to keep everything perfect all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So an endless cycle of picking up toys.
Right.
Spending half of your day cleaning or yelling at your kids about them messing up what you had just had cleaned.
Right. Yes.
It's a perpetual thing. But just keeping everything, we'll say Instagram worthy, just for the sake of this, all the time. So you almost have that, the party's about to happen and everyone's going to show up at my house feeling all of the time. And I wouldn't say that I don't always have that, but I think I definitely live there more than not.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of had a moment. Her moment was she had a white slipcover and there were little, she looked down and there were little black fingerprints all over it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she was feeling so much anxiety of I have 1 to 2 hours while all the kids are asleep right now and all these toys are all over the floor and there's black fingerprints they got and I told them to wash their hands and no, the kids weren't asleep.
Sorry, Joanna. Read the book to find the real story.
No, they were in the back room playing or something and she was infuriated And she's like, and so I was about to go back and like yell at the kids. And then they started laughing about something. And she's like, and I just thought like, so I can go in there and be like a killjoy and yell at them right. about getting fingerprints all over my slipcover. Or I can just realize someday I'm going to miss these fingerprints.
Aww.
And I can go and like engage and be like with my kids. It was really sweet.
Someday I'm going to miss these
fingerprints. I know. And so, and she said, someday I'm going to miss these little fingerprints. And so she had basically like a little mind reset there. And she's like, I decided in that moment that I wanted to embrace and play with my kids and engage in the little moments instead of like struggling or like the hustle to keep everything picture perfect all the time.
Yes.
So some steps to step out of the obsession.
Ooh.
And enjoy your kids. So one step, which this one's a little bit hard for me, and I think I've touched on this maybe in an earlier one, but even taking the time to like sit, like even if it's not keeping my house clean, but like if I feel like I should be emailing or doing work or something like that, I almost feel guilty for like taking 30 minutes to just read books sitting on the floor or whatever. I'm kind of like, what can I do to distract her so that I can do what else I need to be doing type thing. I can slip into that if I'm not careful. So step out of the obsession and enjoy your kids. So whether that's work or whether that's cleaning obsessively or whether that's, I mean, it could be something different for everyone. Texting your podcast host.
Whoops.
But taking the time to just be with him and enjoy it and enjoy each moment, which we talk a lot about it.
Yeah.
And I've definitely like, this isn't a super new concept, but I feel like I need to be recalibrated a lot on this. The next step.
Yes, let's hear it.
Is to get messy and breathe, which this might be a little contradictory from what you struggle with,
no,
Katie.
It's actually, this is what's fun, is that the whole time you were like, of course I would put the dishes away. I'm like, oh, no, I got this. I got this podcast. So we have the opposite struggle where so, I'm not obsessive. I'm usually present.
Right, you're like, I am finger painting in the other room instead of putting those dishes
right,
away.
Right, exactly.
Right, and I'm like, mama's got to do these dishes.
Right, and so neither can live in the place of obsession or of complete mess.
Right. So Katie and I both, I don't know what order you're hearing these in, but Katie and I both prepared a podcast on our own. And Katie's whole thing was about
trying to be a neat freak when you're not.
How to become a neat freak when you're not. And my whole thing's like, don't be a neat freak.
You're missing
and
the
ruin
moment.
Your life. You're missing all the moments.
Happy medium. Look
Yay.
At that.
So Katie and I together would make a perfect person. We'll work on that. So the get messy and the breathe. She, Joanna, has 4 kids. So I think for her, she is, I mean, she worked from home.
Right.
Works from home. Works with her spouse. 4 kids.
Yeah.
And like somehow doing this whole reality show thing is pretty crazy. But anyway, her story, if you have a chance to listen to the whole thing or read it, it's really, really inspiring. And it's really a lot. I feel like it meshes a lot with what we try to talk about on the podcast, too. Just kind of our basic themes of motherhood, creative entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
So
she's the real deal.
Yeah. So when she had her mind shift, her revelation, the quote from her was, "What am I going for in life? Do I want to achieve someone else's idea of what a perfect home should look like? Or do I want to be present with my kids and my family in the moment?"
Yes.
And I think nowadays we've talked about social media and the pressure and everything. But hearing someone who's just a little bit older than we are too, she said, back in the day you had to spend $6 and go to a magazine stand and buy a magazine to see what you're not living up to as a mother.
Right.
And see what the society's perfect house looks like.
Right.
And she's like, nowadays you just flip open Facebook or Instagram or whatever and it's just there all the time. And so I think that one of the reasons too that moms put so much pressure on themselves now, as I was thinking through it, is because, yeah, it's just in front of you all the time. Where you just had like, our moms had like
you know, brunch at Susie's house down the street. Right. And they're like, did you see those pillows? Right. And then it's like, and Susie made them. So maybe if I go buy that same fabric, I can make myself some pillows like Susie. And that was like, that was it. Mm-hmm. And now it's not only like the pillows per se, but it's their house is huge. They have a pool in the backyard. Look at her abs. She just had a baby.
Right.
And this whole, even like they're making their own cleaning supplies. Gosh, like, ah, man, like when you do that, like they're making a 4-course dinner. Like their kids' whole like bedroom is themed dinosaurs that they paper mache'd themselves. And I think the problem too, well, for me is when I start feeling a little bit less than or whatever, is first of all to realize, and not that like a bunch of people do this, but like I'm guilty of like putting stuff out there that other people are probably like,
right,
oh man, that apple theme birthday is so many elaborate apples, yeah, and whatever, I don't know. But also, if you really think about it, now maybe there's a few people who are professional lifestyle bloggers or something that they do hit all the points of like they can cook, they can decorate, right, they always look cute, but normally it's like one or the other. Like, right, the person that's posting those killer recipes, like, doesn't necessarily have a perfectly staged design home.
Right.
And the girl who has a perfectly staged design home doesn't necessarily cook every night. And the right, really amazing artist doesn't necessarily have, you know, a catalog-styled home. Right. So looking at it, dividing it, I think we look at everything and then put all of that weight on ourselves, mm-hmm, instead of looking at different people have different strengths.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, you can't, I mean, something is lacking that we don't see, and we don't know what they are choosing to value over what we choose to value. So like,
yeah,
if they don't think cooking every night is a priority, that's something they can easily let go of, and then they can spend that time doing something else.
Yeah.
And so we don't need to value it all.
We don't need to value
it all.
It all. I thought you said we don't need to value at all. And it I was like, all. Well, I think a little bit.
But you can pick and choose.
Well, and I think you said that. Kind of all once things. We were talking about that. Yeah. And I think you had listened to a podcast that was like, you can have it all. And you were like, we can have it all. And we were talking. Right. I was like, no, like we can't though. And we talked about how like we really though, we can't have it all. And I don't think we would want it all if we could. You can have it all, but not all at the same time. It's kind of where probably. We landed, where it's like you can have a career and you can have a family, mm-hmm, and you can have a great house and you can have, but there might be times like when you have kids living in your house, it's not going to be
the as pristine, good, clean house.
Uh-huh, as yep, someone without kids.
Right.
And you can be a killer, amazing job person, but if you have 4 kids at home, you're probably going to have to like just take a little bit of a step back from that, right, to be able to be there for your family.
Yeah. I talked today, this very day, I took a miniature little road trip with my sister-in-law, shout out, Lacey Stewart.
Tangent the road trip, because it looks so fun.
Well, we tangent it. We went to Joplin, which is actually really nearby, but we went to a little.
Shout out Joplin.
We went to the hip handmade market.
All of our Joplin listeners, yeah, we joke, but we have a few, right?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I met one at the Joplin. At the hip handmade market.
Comment, Joplin listeners, and let us know where you're.
And
you be.
Also the home of Art Feeds. We love you, Art Feeds.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically we had some time in the car to drive, like to chat, and we talked about this very concept of having it
really?
All and things suffering. And randomly I whipped out a metaphor which I've never used before, but I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I was like,
lay it on me.
You can take 12 hours in college and be considered a full time student, or you can take 18. And so I feel like...
Still be considered a full-time student.
Yeah, and still be considered a full-time student. But I think what I do is sometimes I take 18 hours and I'm getting solid C's when I could have just taken 12 and gotten A's. And had maybe time to like hang out with my friends. So I just, it's the... Everyone knows it. It's just hard to say no sometimes to all the things.
It's super hard. And I think the other thing is, even if it's good things, like I think it was my mom was talking about watching her grandkids, because she has Opal, and then my sister has 2 kids that she helps out with sometimes too. And she was like trying to coordinate like picking up Opal and then being with them and then their nanny and then dropping them off and then picking them back up and then they're staying over. And I was like, Mom. And then she was like, and then I have to make 2 casseroles for the shower Saturday. And I was like, why don't you not take the kids to the zoo
this morning. And she's like, well, they love the zoo. It might be the only pretty day left because it's going to get cold. And I was like, yeah, but like the being with the grandkids is good. But you can't, if you overlap everything, you're going to ruin your whole weekend. She still took them to the zoo. But we talked about it and it was the kind of like, you can't do everything. And what could be better than being with your grandkids? Like, that's never going to be a not good thing to do. But there's times where you can't do everything with them.
There's sometimes where you just got to buy that casserole.
Yeah. From the casserole store.
Sam's Club.
They sell casseroles?
They have all kinds of just heat
them up. Sam's Club. Right. Shout out to Sam's dinners. Club. Heat them up dinners. Yum, yum. Heat them up.
If you've had a, if you've had a baby and you thought I brought you a home-cooked meal, you were wrong. That was Sam's Club.
Do you tell them, like, you put it in your own casserole dish?
I don't need to go into that detail.
I feel like you do.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
Just kidding. I say, here are your 10 choices because these are available at Sam's Club. Or Chipotle. I'll be over.
I love Chipotle. One of the other points that I wrote down when I was listening to my book that I was reading was to live fully in the imperfection and home that you have. How to do that was kind of her thought process of like living fully in the moment. And I think she said the moment that she did the mind shift, it was like 1,000 pounds was lifted off of her shoulders.
Nice.
And I've done that before where it's like I put the weight there.
Right.
Where I'm the reason that I've decided I need to work at the same time because I work from home and no one cares, but I care.
Right.
And so I've decided I'm not emailing enough people enough stuff. And I've decided that I need to reorganize everything and like watch my one kid. Like if we can get that out because my plan's to have more than one. So we'll see. I'll keep you posted.
Right.
But of just like taking the pressure off of yourself for that and whether that's, it's whatever you struggle with. So if you struggle with letting go of perfection, or if you struggle with cleaning or putting the dishes away, it's like alleviating a little bit of the pressure. And it's not that you don't need to be a clean person or you don't need to put those dishes away or that you don't need to sometimes email in the middle of the day, but it's setting boundaries and holding yourself accountable to be doing what's most important for you in your life. And whatever that is golden. So her rules, which I feel like this applies to me, which is probably opposite of you, Katie.
That's okay.
But you're not our target market for this. if she stopped, she made a rule that she stopped cleaning the house during the day.
That's good.
And she was like, if I have to stay up 45 minutes, later,
done. Yes, check.
Check. Inmate. But she said, if I have to
stay up. I'm going to nail these steps.
Katie's like, Jared, I listened to a podcast. Totally changing our dynamic.
Jared's going to not approve of this podcast.
Oh, man. But she said she doesn't clean during the day. And I think for her, it was more like the kids like put Legos. And I honestly associate more with that, where it's like I'm so busy trying to just clean up one thing as it's happening. I'm trying to like clean up like, cute, you liking that puzzle? Let mama just put all the pieces back. Put the pieces back so that they don't get lost. And she's like, I'm playing with, oh, okay, they're back.
You're
oh,
my dad. Up. Opal's they're never going to learn how to clean up by myself. FYI. This is Opal. You're looking at her.
When
her
I
future.
Dump her cloth diaper poop into the toilet, we wave bye at it. And I feel like potty training is going to be easier because of that.
Oh my gosh.
True?
You're super gross. I don't know.
We go, bye. And she waves at it.
Me and Nora drive straight to a landfill and just.
Just throw those diapers right
in. Yep.
That's good.
I say, that used to be a field.
They used to
say
be a
bye
field.
Bye to the nature.
Say bye bye to your grandkids.
And that's how we do that.
That's how we. This is. Shaylee and Katie are different.
But we haven't been in a lot of them, so this is good.
Yeah, all the other
it's
ones were.
It's so
like,
much more stirring.
Me too.
Yeah.
We're the same person. All right. So, anyway, she stopped cleaning the house. She made sure everything had a place, which we would agree with. And this was a big one too, which I feel like for me is that she had, which I kind of did it unknowingly because of the birthday party, but she said she looked around her house and she realized there's nowhere for my kids here. Like this isn't a house they can be comfortable in. Mm. So when they had moved into another house, she specifically, she had two living rooms, made one living room just for kids.
Right.
And then she's like, my dining table, I never let them paint on or draw on because it was like really fancy and expensive. And she got like an old one that had like natural wood that like got better with age.
Cool.
And that they could just be comfortable in. And I think that too is like, if I have a house, it's like, no, touch that.
Right.
No,
it's a museum.
Yeah. It's like, it's their house too. And so for me, I feel like, and Jonathan both being a little bit like of a, what's the word? We lean towards a cleaner bend. Mm-hmm. That it's good to just be like, no, there's going to be toys there. And it's okay because guess what? Opal lives here too.
Yeah, a kid. And like, we have a roommate that's a kid.
Right, we can see toys. And so even I cleaned out, well, everything in my living room was like mid-century modern level, mm-hmm. which is also like 1 year level. So nothing was safe. So I've just cleared everything. We look like the ultra minimalist because mm-hmm. everything I had, she could hurt herself with. And I took, we had all these DVDs and little baskets underneath the thing. And then she decided to go through Jonathan's whole Seinfeld collection and like bite and chew and fling, and she can throw things down. That's her new thing. So I'd cleared it all out. So for the birthday party, I was like, I'm going to bring some of her toys out here so that other little kids can kind of play.
Yeah.
And I've just left them there. But the living room used to be just this terrible, like, we can never hang out in here. Ugh, she's just going everywhere. She's going into everything. And now that I have like the toys there, she hasn't gotten into the fireplace once, which is where she'd always get in. And I'm right. like, it's because I have her stuff here. It's like her space now.
Right.
So anyway,
can that I, to me tangent?
Was a tangent.
I remember coming over to date baby Opal.
Mm-hmm. And you looked at my house and thought, is that what happened?
I had my 6-year-old with me, 5-year-old then. Uh-huh. And my 1-year-old, so Opal, Sage.
Oh, I remember.
And I kept her in the car seat. And you were so sweet because you were like, it's okay.
You
like,
can totally take her out.
And I remember you saying, like, my house is really like, it's actually not even that.
There's nothing she could break.
Yeah, there's nothing she could break. I'm not that
except for her face.
About it. Don't worry about it. And I just looked around and I thought, well, this will be fun to watch. This will be interesting.
Everything's gone.
As Opal ages.
Green base is gone.
And I was like, I'm not going to take her out. And they're like, no, really? So finally I took her out. And then like within 10 seconds, I was like, I'm just going to hold her.
Everything's gone. It's not gone. It's in another room.
Yeah.
On the floor. I need to have a garage sale.
I will go to that garage sale because guess what?
What?
My youngest is a 2-year-old now and she leaves Shut things your alone.
Face.
See, there is light. There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Circle of life. yeah.
I remember looking
okay
on.
With it.
I'm sorry. I remember looking on Instagram one day when I was. For the record, if this is your first episode, just a little reminder. I have mm-hmm. a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and 2-year-old. So I've had a baby for a long time at right. some point in the house.
Or I like have a, 1 1-year-old.
Or like a pulling up, messing with stuff child for a really long time. But I remember looking at Instagrams when all of a sudden plants were everywhere. And being like, those look so beautiful. Wow, I can't believe what a difference that makes in the house.
Our friend's a blogger and she just counted up her plants in her house. I saw on her little Instagram stories, 146.
Michelle?
Elsie.
Oh, Elsie has 146. Shout out, Elsie. Anyway, so I think Michelle just counted hers too and it was something like that. But the point is,
both houses are gorgeous and
yes,
plant-filled.
And plant-filled.
Me want to have 140. Guess what? I have two and Opal gets into them.
But
every
I remember
day.
Just looking at them going, there's no way, like, whichever 2-year-old I had at the time, 1-year-old, I'm like, would pull up on it and just dump the dirt out. And I would probably train them, but it would take all day to train mm-hmm. them every day to get
them out. But they choke on the rocks.
But I remember going, someday, I'm going to have some plants. Not today, but
that
someday.
Day is not today.
But that's going to be really
that's
nice.
That's totally it,
and
though.
And look.
There's two plants behind me, everyone.
There's two plants.
And there's, dare I say plants?
Yep.
There's some plants. I'm going to count them.
Nope.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 plants.
7 plants.
It's almost 146. You're getting there.
I'm getting there. When I get to like 50, I can start a blog.
You're getting there. It's called 50 Plant Blog.
Yep.
You just count your plants every
That's blog. What you do.
We're going to be rich.
We totally know how to make this sell. Anyway, so it is a season is the encouragement.
Yes.
It's a season.
One more Joanna Gaines quote.
Let's
on
hear
that.
It.
Moments can be robbed when we let ourselves be obsessed with a perfect, unattainable home. And I like that because she says unattainable home. So I think for me, the problem is I'm always like, but I can do it. Mm. I can do it. I can have it all. I can have it. I can yes. do it and it'll be perfect and Opal will be great and then I'll just clean everything up and then I'll follow her around and then I'll
follow her around so she doesn't hurt herself, and then I'll like put her in the bathtub when I need to pee because there's nowhere safe. But I can do it all, and I can and do everything. And it's like, no, it's unattainable. Like, it's like, take the weight off. You can't do it.
Right.
Because you're going to be surviving.
Right.
Which is the point. Like, do you want to be barely surviving, or do you want to be like thriving in life? And then she, one other little visual that she put together is if you're just surviving and a big wave comes along, then you're going to be drowning because you can't make it past that. And I feel like that was like a really good visual too, where it's like you're treading water type surviving just day to day. And then that's when like a Cheez-It falls on the ground and you're like,
I can't take it anymore.
I know. And then you snap it. You snap at your kids. You probably snap at your husband, like your friends, your family, whatever. So I don't know.
I feel like
I want to be thriving, not just surviving. Another thing, if you have no kids or family or husband or whatnot.
I'm so sorry.
The 17-year-old's like, I'm fine. I'm cool. Or if you do.
I meant more like, what happened to them?
How did that happen? Was it the wave? Yes, stop. No, but I think it was Mara invited.
She pronounces it Mara.
Mara. Hey, Mara, it's pronounced Mara.
You're really going to want to hold those A's.
You're just going to really drag it out. She invited us over for dinner. She had just moved, and there were a couple gals on a little group text, and she's like, hey, does anyone want to come over for a crappy dinner party?
Crappy
dinner party. And I was like, huh. Well, that's an interesting way of like throwing it out there, you know. And she just moved, and I thought she was just kind of like kidding. And then she inserted a link that said crappy dinner party. So if you Google it, you can probably find this blog post, and it's like amazing. But the whole thing was this girl and her friend, and she's like, I never saw my friends. And I realized it's that we build this whole thing in our head where like you have to clean. Sorry for Katie's last podcast that the whole thing was like, have people over. This totally like cancels that.
No, it's good because this is going to help someone else.
Okay, this will help the me's.
Yeah.
And the other thing will help the hers.
Right.
So anyway, and she was like, they made up a thing called crappy dinner party, and they set ground rules. And the rules were, you cannot clean your house.
That's cute. That's amazing.
Not one thing. It has to be exactly how it was just that day, as if they just wandered by. You cannot change clothes.
Good.
You will wear whatever you had on that day. And you will not put forth any effort. You have to buy a meal, like a frozen Aldi's pizza is what we
Beautiful.
Had. And you're not allowed to cook. You're not allowed to do anything. And she even said, but what they got to do was see their friends more, which is what it's about.
Right.
And that's kind of the thing about like, what are you trying to keep a perfect house for? Your kids that are having no fun in the perfect house because they can't do anything. Like, oh, good thing your house is perfect.
Right.
Instagram friends like, that are enjoying it and feeling bad about themselves. So are they really enjoying
it's just
it?
A I don't cycle.
Know. Right. So they were saying like, we see our friends so much more because it alleviates the expectation. I'm sure there's some friend circles out there that are like outdoing themselves. And if you like to host and have pretty dinner parties, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's just, is someone like, oh man, I could never host a party like that. Or I'm not a good chef and I can't cook things like that. Or, oh, I have three kids. I can't pull that much together.
You're going to go into hermit mode.
Hermit mode. And it's about seeing your friends more.
I love it.
More than hosting a really awesome Pinterest-worthy dinner party.
Right.
And so she said her friend threw her back out once, but instead of canceling it, she insisted that she still came over and she couldn't get off the couch. And so she shouted directions to them as they were rummaging for frozen lasagna through her like freezer.
That's
and she
so
was like,
cute.
Put it in the oven, and still hosted the crappy dinner party where she couldn't get off the couch. So anyway, that Mara hosted one, and it was quite delightful. She did make a salad that I felt looked a little schnazzy, but
she can't help herself.
If you knew Mara,
she did her worst job possible.
Right. I said I'll pass it.
Mara, you're the reason we have a podcast. Mara's the one that told us to do it.
Mara. We're going to have her on here.
And if she doesn't listen, then
sorry,
she's got some explaining to do.
Yeah, we're going to see you and be like, hey, did you hear us chanting your name? And she's like,
yeah.
About me recommending you guys have a podcast. Right. I realized during halfway through episode 2 that I've made a huge mistake.
I want Mayor to come on and do a segment on just everything.
I know, she's brilliant.
Just like
genius.
Tell us everything.
Literally.
Mara.
Somehow she's one trend ahead 100% of the time.
She is. Of course, we live in Springfield, so
is she? Or is she just on trend? I'm like, oh no, I think the last time she got her hair blonde, it went a little silver. I wonder if she knows the next day.
Mm.
Silvering your hair is the trend. I'm like, it is?
Trend. They saw her hair!
They must have saw Mare's hair.
It's beautiful.
I don't know how she knows these things, but she's always a step ahead of the game.
All right. So, to wrap up everything, I have a no wrap up statement.
Let's hear it.
But it's just, I don't have one. I said I have no wrap up statement. You go, let's hear it. No, but to focus on thriving in your life with your family and your friends and your kids.
Joanna.
Gaines. Seriously, all right, thanks, Joanna. Call us. Maybe sometime Katie and I will bring this show on the road and road trip to Magnolia and just.
Yeah.
Like shoplift a little bit.
Get some rusty metal letters.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We are just in time for our segment now. Shaylee does not know what the segment is.
Why do you do me like this? Okay.
This segment, I'm very excited for.
Are you?
Now, you may have heard previous episodes where we did surprise karaoke, where I forced Shaylee.
I'm not singing.
I forced Shaylee on pain medication to sing
Let's
Hear It for the Boy, which was her audition song for a acapella girls group.
Wait. Side note, a furthering to the story, is that Teresa, who's one of the judges we know in real life still.
Hi, Teresa.
And I saw her. No, she Facebooked me, and then I've seen her multiple times since
then. Are you guys okay? It sounds
she like texted you're... me and was like, hey, girl, congratulations on the podcast. I love listening to it. I heard the part about acapella. I should look it up to see what she exactly said. I don't really remember. But it was like, I'm so sorry. Just know that wasn't.
We really almost took
you. We didn't agree
you.
On
we just
who
couldn't
got in. Yeah, it was something like, I knew you'd be in a podcast later and I didn't want to like make her feel bad about herself.
Exactly.
No, and I was like, Teresa, it's okay. I promise. We're only like a little bit mad about it. Only a little bit mad.
Okay, so I made you do surprise karaoke. Now, you did get your revenge by making me do surprise acceptance speech.
Right, which you nailed.
Yeah, well, you nailed karaoke.
Yeah.
So it is now my turn to surprise you with something.
Makes me feel sick.
And today is called Surprise Spelling Bee.
Oh my gosh! No!
Now, if you've ever had the pleasure of texting Shaylee.
Oh my gosh. And I have spell help on that.
You have spell check, which you just ignore.
I'll spell so wrong that it doesn't even know what I was trying to say.
Also, shout out to Shaylee's mom, who is the literacy chairman.
She was the curriculum facilitator for our school system.
Yeah, I made up a title, but that sounds realer.
The chairman.
Yeah, she's
the chairwoman.
Okay, so spelling bee rules apply. So please do not.
I don't know spelling bee rules.
Well, you've never been to spelling bee?
I was in one time.
How'd it go?
Terrible. T E R.
Oh my gosh.
I.
Nope.
R R. I.
That's not my first word.
L E.
I'm going to give you three words. Okay.
Terrible. Can you use it in a sentence?
Exactly. These are spelling bee words. Very good. Number one.
Is it Latin?
Very good. What is the root? Your first word is league, as in a league of their own.
Can you use it? Oh, wait. Can you tell me the root?
The root is a Tom Hanks movie.
League. L. E.
Uh-huh.
A. G U E.
Correct.
League.
League. You have advanced to round two.
Thanks.
Very good. Your next word is consequences.
I feel like this is like a foreshadowing. Consequences. C O N C E Q U E N C E.
Is that right?
Incorrect.
No, what did I get wrong? So terrible.
C O N S E. Like sequence, you know, like sequence.
Right, see, but I don't.
Okay.
consequences. C O N, what did I just say? C O N C?
Mm-hmm. You did. That's okay.
Consequences.
Consequences.
That's how I say it.
Hey, Garth, you better mind the rules because there'll be consequences.
There'll be consequences.
Okay, your final word.
There will be consequences for this,
baby. Your final word is necessity.
You're thinking like hard ones. True story. One time in high school, I got a 2 out of a 20 on a spelling test that I studied for when I was like a senior. So they were pretty hard words, but we had to like pass it back in grades. So that was, you know, humbling.
When you're done with this word, I'll tell you which grade level list I got it off of. Necessity.
Necessities. In.
I just said necessity. Just
necessity. N. E. C. E. S. S. I. T. Y.
Correct!
Yeah!
You just passed a 6th grade spelling test.
I hate you. Did I pass? Because I got 1 out of 3
you
wrong.
You got 2/3, and in my book,
is that passing?
You can't have it all.
I got a C+.
Sometimes you just got to get 2/3.
If I had my glasses on, I would have been able to read it better in my brain.
So some people might focus on cooking and cleaning. And some others might, you know, focus on being able to
and writing.
Speak their native language.
This has been Katie.
It's the worst.
Kicks a dead horse. Kicks a dead horse.
Thanks, guys.
She was so excited about this segment. She wouldn't tell me all day. And she kept saying, I have a segment. So that seems appropriate for the book that I just heard.
Heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, if you need practice spelling, you could use some rusty metal letters. Thanks, guys. We'll hear you next week.
I feel like I was like, then Joanna wrote.
And then it's Joanna like they interviewed Joanna without her being here.
I'm just going to read this chapter. I'm just going to read chapter 13.
Shaylee and Katie, the podcast, was recorded in Springfield, Missouri. We love to hear from you on Instagram, Facebook, and our favorite spot of all, an iTunes review. Feel free to email us at shayleeandkatie@gmail.com, because we love you.
Too soon?
Always too soon. Don't too soon me. We're going steady.